Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard that cash is not king? Yes, you heard me right. Cash is not king. I know we've all heard cash is king, but this is a different take on it. Tell me, do you know what the difference is between coaching and mentoring? Have you ever wanted to know about how to start up your own business? Would you like to learn more about the guerrilla market and the guerrilla mindset? Can you imagine your business using hidden assets? Those are the assets that you don't know about. Have you ever heard about a book called Sell Without Selling? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to combine the process, the passion, and the profits? If you can answer yes, or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to my guest. This is the first time she is on the show. She is a success coach extraordinaire, and she will provide us with wonderful information and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. I'm pleased to announce that our show is live now on Talk for Media with iHeartRadio with over 55 million subscribers. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. Also, LinkedIn announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed last year. Now, let me tell you about our guest. Our guest is the owner of Terry Levine Worldwide and is a business executive coach and experienced entrepreneur. She assists businesses worldwide with business growth, sales, and marketing. She has more than 30 years of business experience, encompassing work with more than 5,000 business owners and entrepreneurs in a variety of industries. She is also a best-selling author and a keynote speaker. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today, Terry Levine. Hi, Terry. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, January. Thank you for asking.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you on the show, and I'm so excited we're going to be talking about your business growth system and sharing with our listeners how they can identify those hidden assets in their life. Now, before we do that, could you share with us a little bit about where your success story began, where you were born, and who your early mentors were?
Well, I'll start with where I was born. I was born in Yonkers, New York, and I was actually born to a rather poor family, but I didn't understand that there were classifications like poor, middle class, wealthy, or any of that.
Uh-huh.
So I just knew that I grew up with a loving and supportive family and was really quite happy. So that's all I knew. And I will say that both of my parents were mentors to me in different ways. My mom in teaching me to love all kinds of people and to respect all kinds of people, and my dad in teaching me to stand up for myself and to protect myself and to have confidence in myself and to speak and to just really have a lot of faith in who I was and self-esteem. And then later on in life, I give true mentorship. The first mentor I believe I ever had who didn't even consider herself a mentor was many years later in life when I started my own business, my second business, which was in the world of art consulting. A woman by the name of Eileen Seed, who was already in that business, was my mentor and took my calls at all hours, day and night, and basically told me these words, "Terry, you could sell tuna fish out of a tuna fish can if you really believed in it." And I'll never forget those words and thinking, what is she talking about? But then I realized that if there was something I was passionate about, I really could get other people on board with it because my passion for things was so strong.
Now, how did your passion for a business come about? Did that evolve gradually? What was your first job when you got out of school?
So I graduated with a master's as a speech-language pathologist, and I immediately went into business for myself. Having no business training whatsoever, I do need to say that. You know, went to college for 6 years, and they never, ever gave us a course on marketing, business, sales. And I didn't realize that, like, speech pathologists did not go out on their own. So I didn't realize I was, like, the only speech pathologist out there in the United States doing this. I found that out much later. I put an ad in the paper, nobody came. I was in the Midwest, so it was a transplant from the East Coast, and I went and sat in doctor's offices, and basically they wouldn't talk to me, they wouldn't see me, and finally one day I just sat in the doctor's office from 8 o'clock in the morning. I entered with the staff, and the staff said, "He's not going to see you, Terry," and I said, "Well, I'll just wait." And at 1 o'clock, they went to lunch, and they said, "Well, what are you going to do?" I said, "I'm going to stay here." And they said, "He's not going to see you." And finally, at 5 to 5, I'll never forget this, the guy came out and said, "Young lady, I don't know what you are doing here, but follow me into my office." And I got up, and I went running into his office. And long story short, January, I told him what I wanted, and he said, "I'm sure I can send patients to you." And that's how my business got started.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. What, that shows you what persistence will do. So many people give up so easily. When did you really discover your passion? Now, you obviously are not a speech pathologist now. When did you switch from that to business, the business world?
So I went from speech pathology, sold my business, found out I was the only speech pathologist in private practice. Sold that business, started an art consulting business, sold that business, and then later went into becoming a vice president of marketing for a large healthcare company, then became president of an international healthcare company, and then one day I literally just walked out and said, you know, I'm really a business coach, a business consultant, and about 20 years ago I started that business. And I found out that I was really, I don't mean to be braggadocious, but I guess I'm going to be. I really found out I was pretty amazing at that. And I already knew how to do sales and marketing because I had figured out the formula because I owned my other businesses and really had figured out how to do it. And so for me, that business was easy and effortless to start up. And once I started that business up, I was just on a roll.
Oh, wow. And it's interesting. I'm so pleased that you're sharing your story because we like to hear about the way things evolve, the struggles. And you did several other businesses. You paid your dues, so to speak, and got your feet wet and found out what it was all about. And then your success came when you found your passion. Don't you agree?
100%. You know, my phrase for it is when I started coaching, I realized I was at home. Those are my words, that I was at home. It's like the minute I started doing it, it's like, oh, my gosh, this is what I should have always been doing. I can do this so easily and effortlessly, and this comes so naturally to me.
Oh, and it's so much fun to mentor people. I know that that's one of the joys I have with my show, mentoring some of my guests, some of my listeners, and I love mentoring new authors too. Now, your business, a big part of your business is mentoring people. How do people find you?
People find me through reading my books and then contacting me. They find me when I do speaking engagements or keynotes. A lot of my business is referral-based.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then some of my business definitely comes from the Internet. Actually, quite a big percentage over the last 3 years has been coming from the Internet, which is still kind of fascinates me and intrigues me.
Oh, I know. It's such an amazing time with all the technology. What a wonderful time to be alive. Now, tell me, what are the most important challenges you see in business today for people who are in business or thinking about going into business? What are the challenges?
I think the biggest challenge that I see over and over again is that people go into business who truly do not understand that to be in business, you have to be willing to sell.
Uh-huh.
And that if you're not a business owner who can sell, you better go get somebody who can sell.
Mm-hmm.
You can't own a business without being able to sell or have somebody that will sell. And I just have to say that very strongly to the business owners out there. Listen, if you're not going to be able to sell or be willing to sell, you won't be successful. You can't not sell and own a business because it takes sales. And I just have to be really honest with people about that. Don't even think of starting a business if you're not going to be the salesperson.
Okay. And, you know, that advice goes across the board because so many people write their books and they become authors and they think, oh, well, I've written a book and now it's just going to be the bestseller. Well, it doesn't work that way, does it?
It doesn't work that way at all. And, you know, in order to get the books that I've had, many of them to the bestseller list, it's taken a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of energy and money. You know, don't just write a book or build a business and say they'll come. It takes a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. And marketing is such a big factor these days. And, of course, now with all the opportunities on the Internet, I think it's never been easier to become successful. Don't you agree?
A million percent. I mean, I have to say that you know, the Internet has made things so much easier. But I do also want to remind people that it's still also important for you to really take a look at still doing things that are a blend of direct marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is offline strategies as well. I really believed in that a lot.
Okay. Okay. Now, what is your best advice? You've worked with over 200 different types of businesses. Is there one best advice you could give these business owners? One thing?
The number one thing is whatever strategies you pick for marketing, and I don't care what they are because so many of them work,
mm-hmm.
is to make sure that you do them consistently. Consistency
okay.
is the key.
Okay. That's such great advice. You know, we're going to take a break and hear from our sponsors. And when we come back with Terry Levine, we're going to talk about her guerrilla marketing program. And I can't wait to hear about it. We'll be right back.
Do you desire more control over your money and financial matters? Would you like simple solutions to complex financial topics? Do you want more security in your financial future? If you answered yes to any of these questions, the book 101 Principles to Wealth is your answer. It's available now on Amazon.com. That's 101 Principles to Wealth by Charles Brokop. Order today.
Do you want to learn how to live into your dreams? One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams. The new book by Tom Ingracia and Jared Kredemski captures the thought-provoking stories of 16 people from all walks of life who have triumphed over adversity to achieve their goals. Plus, you'll get 10 self-assessment tools to design your own blueprint for success. Unlock your true potential. Fulfill your dreams. Be inspired. One Door Closes is available from Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my guest today, Terry Levine. Her most recent venture is her business growth system, which combines Terry's passion for helping businesses to grow with her own personal experience gained while building multiple successful businesses from the ground up. The business growth system takes a global view of a client's business to get a full picture of any hidden assets that the business may have. Once identified, those assets are deployed within a custom marketing plan unique to each business and their particular goals and their customer base. Business growth system. Well, how long have you been doing that, Terry?
I think I've been doing that about 4.5 years now.
Uh-huh.
And I basically took everything that I've learned in business over the last 30 years, and I dissected it. And once I dissected it, I put it into a program step by step so that people could actually do it on their own.
Okay. Okay. And you're a certified guerrilla, I love that, guerrilla marketing trainer and coach. Now, what makes you a guerrilla in this business?
Well, J. Conrad Levinson, who passed away earlier this year, was somebody that I really respected. He wrote the book Guerrilla Marketing and then wrote so many variations of that book. And I think he sold more books than anyone else and had his book translated into more languages than anyone else.
Uh-huh.
And I was absolutely, in my own business, absolutely looking for low and no-cost strategies, and this was in my second business. And I remember picking up the book and thinking, I wonder if I could use this in my business. And sure enough, I used it in my business, and it made such a big difference in my business. So I started to learn lots and lots of things from Jay, and what I learned was just amazing through reading his books. Later on in life, I got the opportunity to meet Jay,
uh-huh.
and literally thought he was one of the smartest men on the planet,
uh-huh.
And then got to author 2 books with him, and then I decided that guerrilla marketing needed an update for the 21st century. And
uh-huh.
I combined it with all of the tools that I was doing. And then Jay trained me to be a master guerrilla marketing trainer and coach.
Oh, wow. Now, when you say guerrilla marketing, I know it's a jungle out there, but what are we talking about? If you could briefly break it down for me. I love it. It's a great name.
Yeah, it is, and it's Jay-Z. Well, I'm glad you're asking that, because sometimes people think, oh, gorilla sounds really scary, and it's not. So I want to tell you what it is. A gorilla is somebody who basically understands you need tactics, you know, like in, quote, warfare. And
mm-hmm.
so you need to have strategies that you can implement. So when the going gets tough, the tough get going, and you have strategies and you have a toolkit that you can put into place that basically are an arsenal, using Jay's terms here, an arsenal of things that you can put into place that, again, are low and no cost and that work, that are proven and that work. So when you go to war, you want to make sure that you have things that are going to work and aren't going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Sure. And guerrilla marketing, I'm assuming, is across the board. It could be applied to any business, anywhere, anytime, right?
100%. And what I will tell you is that mostly it's minor tweaks. You can take a look at like an example of a guerrilla strategy that Jay has here, or Jay has there, and you can go, oh, that's really easy. We can just
mm-hmm.
use this. We can just use that. So it's a very simple process, and what I did with my system, the business growth system, is I gave you all the templates that I've created, all the examples, so it makes it even easier.
Oh, my gosh. You know, this actually sounds like something everyone should do before they start a business. It's almost like going to business graduate school, only working with you, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You've already done it for us. Now, tell us how businesses can use these hidden assets. And first of all, what are hidden assets? Could you give us an idea what you're talking about with that term?
Yes. In fact, you know, I just got off the phone with somebody today, and it was really interesting because they were asking me, well, what's a hidden asset? Give me an example in my business. And I said, okay, do you have any customers? And they said, yes. And I said, great. How often have you spoken to those customers recently? And they said, well, my ex-customers or my current? I said, either. And they said, well, I haven't spoken to my customers regularly. You know, they buy from me through an online store, but I don't connect with them all the time. And I said, well, that's one hidden asset. So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to pick up the phone, and I want you to start chatting with them on a regular basis. And I want you just to check in. I don't want you to sell them anything. I just want you to say, hey, how are you doing? I've been thinking about you. And I want you to just do that on a regular basis, because when you do that, you will find that people will begin to come back to you, buy more from you, and stay in touch with you. So that's number one. Number two, and I do this regularly, is I call past customers and I just say, hey, I want to see what you're doing, how you're doing, what's going on in your business, what's happening. And when you start checking in with past customers, many of them also decide to come back to you. So it's a hidden asset. And then, I'll just have to go a little bit further, January. You set up systems for doing these kinds of things on a regular basis. And once you do that, I will tell you that it comes back over and over and over again, that these people start returning, and you don't even expect them to return, but all of a sudden they're returning.
Well, they've made a connection, and once you become a personal connection, people, as you said, you're not there to sell, you're just to connect, and that makes a big difference for most people, doesn't it?
It really, really does. And if you just do it from a sense of caring, like I call my clients my extended family, and I really do feel that way. And all I do is stay in touch with people on a regular basis because I care, and I would do that if they were my family. And once I do that, all of a sudden, there's just a big, big difference. People are staying in touch with me. I'm staying in touch with them. We're chatting together on a regular basis, and those are hidden assets. It's a gold mine. I get referrals that way. All kinds of things start happening that way.
Okay, and now let me get this right. You're talking about phone calls. You're not talking about emails, right?
Oh, I'm so glad you picked up on that, January. 100%, yes. We stay in touch with people the same way I do with my family. I call my family. I don't send my family texts. I don't send my family emails. I literally make sure that I pick up the phone and call my family. And I do the same thing with clients. And I have to tell you that those phone calls are golden.
Yeah. I know. I know exactly what you're saying. When I get a message on my voicemail, I immediately respond to it. Now, emails, there's hundreds of them. And it's very difficult to sort through them and decide who you really want to connect with. Now, you work with, let's give an example. You work with professionals from attorneys, spa owners, dentists, financial planners, restaurant owners. I mean, we're talking about any possible business you can think of Terry has worked with. Now, how do you mentor them for this growth without having to spend a lot of money? Because most people, their budget is pretty tight when they're in business on their own.
Totally agree with you. So I set up a few different programs to work with people at different levels. I started a program as low as $67 a month, and that's more for like a startup kind of business or a business that may be struggling. And I dissected, again, everything that I did to start all of my businesses, and that's a virtual coaching program. And they go through it one module at a time. They get templates, they get resources, and they get me video coaching them every single week and like taking their hand and stepping them through what to do. Here's what you need to do. Here's what you need to do. Now do this. Now do this. It becomes so simple, so easy, so effortless that I just have to tell you that when people do it, they're just amazed at how they're able to do it. It's like, I got to do this all by myself, and it worked, it worked, it worked. And I believe in it so much that I give people, even though it's a one-year program, I give a two-year guarantee. So
oh, wow.
That works. And then the second thing, if they want to bump it up a step, they can do a home study program. It's less than $1,000, and that works extremely well also. And that's the business growth system. We call it the rapid ROI model, and that works extremely well too. So we let them do that. And then if they really want mentorship and they're ready to work with me and work with my company, then they can do the full-out mentoring and mastermind program where they get me and my company really helping them and taking them under our wing.
Oh, wow. What a wonderful opportunity. And I love that you start off with $67 per month. Now, most businesses or most people would round it off to 70 or 60. How did you come up with 67?
You know what I did? I actually surveyed clients. And I said, what is the amount that you can afford? You tell me what you can afford, and that's what I'm going to charge. And we did a survey to clients, and clients came back and said, this is the amount, and that's the exact number they gave us. So I said, okay, that'll be the number. So the number came from clients. And by the way, I recommend that people actually ask people. Don't just come up with numbers. Ask people, what are the numbers that you can pay? What are the numbers that feel good to you?
Wow, that is the great tip, and I'm going to apply that to my own advertising program. I love that. We're going to take a break and hear from some of my advertisers right now, and we'll be back with Terry, and we're going to talk about what the difference is between coaching and mentoring, and then we're going to talk about her book, Sell Without Selling. We'll be right back with Terry Levine.
Everyone deserves a happy life. Life is supposed to be fun. Your life is supposed to feel good, and you're meant to feel happiness in your life and to satisfy your dreams. And you can. Because the only reason anyone wants anything or does anything is that they think they will feel better in the having of it or the doing of it. They think they will feel better in the experiencing of it. Coming soon, a website where you can learn more on how you can have the life you deserve at afeelgoodworld.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back today with our wonderful guest, Terry Levine. She's inspiring, informative, and just quite incredibly interesting. Terry, now let's talk about, first of all, give your website, please, and tell everyone where they can buy your books right away so we don't forget that.
The website is terrylevine.com, T-E-R-R-I-L-E-V-I-N-E, terrylevine.com. And my books are available on the site as well as Amazon.com.
Okay, wonderful. Now, we started off the show, and I made the comment, cash is not king. Could you explain what you mean by that statement?
Yeah, it always strikes me very interesting that people think that money is the most important thing and that having money is the most important thing. And I'm going to say that that is not the most important thing. And the reason I'm going to say this is for a couple of reasons. Number one, what's most important, I believe, is that you have to have your health. And I'm going to tell you that from my own personal experience. I was stricken with a disease several years ago called reflexive sympathetic dystrophy.
Oh.
And this disease, which now I have a charity that I fundraise for children, this disease pointed me in the direction of understanding that money is meaningless when you don't have your health.
Right,
so I was able to be very lucky in my life where I am very well positioned in terms of having income and having all the wonderful things that go along with income. But without other things like health, it means nothing. That's number one. Number two, many of my clients have come to me making tremendous amounts of money, and they go, you know, I've made $1 million this year, and that sounds fabulous. And when I go and I look at their bottom line profit, they're not even paying themselves 20 grand. It's like, okay, if that's not what's king. What's king is what are you taking home?
Home, right, yeah.
All right, it's not because many of my clients are spending so much money, it's going out the door, and you're not even realizing it. So it's what are you keeping, not what are you making. So I don't like the expression cash is king.
Okay. Yes, definitely. I can. I hear where you're coming from. That's very good. Now, what is the difference when we talk about coaching and mentoring? Could you explain your definition of each one of those things?
Sure. In my viewpoint, coaching is where you are assisting someone in coming up with their own answers, and you're their accountability partner on the journey, and you are there to support them, to help them grow bigger and faster to achieve whatever goals they've set.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, mentoring is you've already been there, done that on the journey. And what your goal is to truly help move them forward, and it involves some advising.
Mm-hmm.
It involves some telling. It involves some showing. And therefore, it's not just a situation where you're their accountability partner. You may be giving them quite a bit of information and teaching and lessons. So it actually involves a lot more giving of yourself.
Okay. And I would assume that mentoring also would involve at times having to do a little tough talk and to help people make those big adjustments and changes in their life. Don't you agree?
It's a lot of tough talk.
And a lot of tough talk.
It truly is. Yeah. In my experience, when I'm mentoring someone, it's being so completely honest and so willing to really explain to people what needs to happen and what they're doing wrong and being in complete, open honesty with them. And sometimes it's even telling a client, look, your business concept and your business idea and your whole business plan and your strategy, it's not going to go anywhere. So sometimes it's telling people your baby's ugly, you know? but it's for their own good. It's so that they're not going to spend thousands and thousands of dollars going down the wrong, you know, avenue, and they'll feel horrible about having done that.
Well, I'm sure once that comes out, they really respect you for your honesty, and I think that would go a long way for their self-esteem to have someone really level with them and tell them what the real story is. You wrote a book called Sell Without Selling. Now, that is a terrific killer title. I love that title. And tell us a little bit about the difference between selling, going out there and trying to sell things, and your approach, which is sell without selling. Explain that.
So I'll back up to go forward. I realized that I had no idea how to sell, that I came out of college and knew nothing about selling. And so I thought the best thing to do was go and take all these sales courses. And so I went, and I won't mention names, but I paid a lot of money to go to all the big sales trainers, every one of the big name men that are some of them still out there, many have passed. And I went to all their courses, and so I learned how to sell, and I learned the Benjamin Franklin close and the coin close and the alternate close, you name it, I learned them all. Mm-hmm. And I did them. And the first time I did them, and I'm not exaggerating, I'm telling 100% truth of what happened, I sold a ton, and I really do mean a ton, and I came home, and I threw up. And I said, something isn't right. Something's definitely not right. And I went out, and I did it again, and I threw up. Okay. And then I said, okay, this is not right for me. So I threw out everything, all the trainings, all the manuals, everything I'd ever learned, and said, I can't do this. It doesn't feel right. It feels like I'm manipulating people. And what I did was I discovered my own process of what I do, which is called selling without selling, which in a nutshell is helping people do what they love to do, which is buy, by only listening to them as a coach to see if what I'm offering is a fit for them. And if it isn't, to literally tell them up front, out of integrity and honesty, you know what? What I have is really not right for you, and I want to be in integrity and let you know that. It's just not going to work. It's just not the right thing. If there's something I know of that's a fit, I'll recommend it. If there's nothing that I know of that it's a fit, I'll just say, you know what? I don't have anything that's really going to be right for you, and I really can't help you, and I don't want to waste your time. And then, if I do have something that's right, I'll still listen. I will, at the end of the conversation, say to them, now, did you want me to tell you about my products or services, or did you just want me to be a listener and give you some ideas? It's up to you.
Oh.
And there's no selling involved, zero. I never, ever get into that game with anyone, ever, ever, ever.
Well, you know, it sounds like your approach is fantastic, and it sounds so much better than getting sick to your stomach trying to sell trying to sell things you don't believe in. However, it does involve being brutally honest. But I assume that most people, when you are brutally honest with them, they come to respect you and listen to you. Don't you agree?
I think that we build relationship and connection. Mm-hmm. And that as time goes forward, we either decide that we're a good fit or we're not a good fit. I just think it makes a lot of sense. I really do.
And it's also great when you have a wonderful mentor coach who can help you navigate the business world and get things figured out quicker. You know, we're going to take a break and hear from our advertisers. And when we come back with Terry, we're going to talk about some things that you business owners can use right now, the ones who are listening to How to Grow and Promote Your Company. We'll be right back with Terry.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes. People who have priceless personalities. In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
Are you a fitness professional, a trainer, or a coach? Would you like consistent and timely updates on your team's performance? We have a completely customizable app that can give you real-time information via the internet or your handheld phone. Track the performance of your client's progress with their physical fitness regimen. Track team members' performance or schedule a workout session. Meet up at the gym. on the bike trail, or wherever your physical activities take you. The app is called Socially Fit, or SoFit, and can be found on the iTunes Store. Look for the blue Socially Fit icon. When combined with data analysis capabilities, you not only feel the effects of your fitness routine, you also see the graphical progress of your results. The app makes the complex simple, so that more of your time is spent sculpting your physique with less time tracking your results with old-fashioned pen and paper. Download it today to begin a new year with data to show your progress in meeting your goals. Are you socially fit?
Well, I hope all of you out there, if you are not socially fit, I hope you will become socially fit this year, and that is certainly my intention. I'm pleased to welcome back another very priceless personality to our show today, Terry Levine, and she has shared with us so many interesting things. Now, Terry, I went to your website, and I have to admit, it's fabulous, and I hope everyone listening will go to www.terrylevine.com, and that's the Terry with a T-E-R-R-I, Levine. What is the Humpty Dumpty syndrome?
Oh, I love this. Humpty Dumpty syndrome is where your business is doing really, really well. And so, you know, you're sitting up there on the wall and you're sort of all pumped up and you're like, yeah, I'm doing great. And then something happens that knocks you off the wall. It could be you lose a big client. It could be somebody brings you down mentally. It could be that you go through what we've experienced lately where the economy isn't so great. And so all of a sudden you fall off the wall and you lose your enthusiasm, you lose your drive, you lose your self-confidence, or perhaps you even just lose a bunch of your income. And when this happens, we go through the sort of downer. And I think people always need a way to get back up on the wall.
Okay. That really caught my attention. Now, for our listeners that are in business, what can they do right now to promote the growth of their company?
Well, the number one thing that you can do is get out from behind your computers, and I know you mean this, and at least once a week do something that is an eyeball-to-eyeball relationship networking. And whether that's doing something in your community, something that you love or are passionate about, maybe it's joining a social group or doing a social activity, or whether it's joining a club or networking or BNI or LATIP or Chamber of Commerce, whatever, but don't do something that you don't like. Do something you love and are passionate about, because you don't just want to show up to show up. I don't even hand out business cards. I just go to be with people. In fact, if somebody asks me if I have a business card, I usually say no. I say, if you're really interested in knowing more or you want to have a cup of coffee, let's just get out our calendars and schedule it.
Okay, got it. Okay. Very good.
So I do that once a week. And the second thing that you want to do is get in relationship with people on social media. Don't just post a bunch of tweets or show up on Facebook or LinkedIn. Get in relationship. Build a relationship with at least 5 or 6 people that are your ideal target audience, and start to have conversations with those people, meaningful conversations with those people.
That's such great advice. And, you know, for me, it's happened with the people who have been the guest on my show. Our relationships, it's amazing how we all keep in touch and how we've blossomed and how everyone shares what they've been doing. And your other advice, I went to a Chamber of Commerce meeting, a luncheon, just yesterday here in our town. What a fabulous experience. You find some really eclectic, interesting people, and it energizes you, doesn't it?
Completely, completely. And you'll just find yourself back in the game, especially if you're in that Humpty Dumpty syndrome. It'll totally change it for you. It'll just delight you.
Yeah, I know. It gets your adrenaline going, and all of a sudden you come up with new ideas, new thoughts, new possibilities. Now, if someone's listening and they want to start to work with you, how do you suggest that they get in contact with you?
They can send me an email. It's Terry, T-E-R-R-I, at terrylevine.com. Or I'll give them a real simple way to see if they resonate with me. They can go to rapidroimodel.com, rapid, R-A-P-I-D, R-O-I, model, M-O-D-E-L, model.com. And they can watch a free video. It's about 6 minutes, 13 seconds. It'll teach them how to get clients, about 10 new clients a month from Facebook. And
okay.
When they take a look at that, that will show them how they can start to get some ideas from me pretty instantly. And they'll see if they resonate with me.
Okay. Now, could you give that again?
Sure. It's rapidroimodel.com.
Okay. All right. It's right there. Now, before we go and close our show today, our wonderful, interesting show, Terry, could you share with my listeners what success means to you today as we speak? And do you have any regrets or advice for our listeners?
What success means to me is being able to live the life that you choose to live first. It means having the quality of life with your friends, family, community, spirituality, and yourself, and at the same time, designing a business that fits into that life. And if I look back, when I look back, the mistakes that I've made along the way, first was not having a mentor that I hired in my first two businesses. That was the biggest mistake that I made. And I really recommend to people, if you don't have a mentor or a coach, whether I resonate with you or somebody else does, get one. Get somebody who's been there, done that, who's running further than you are, faster than you are, ahead of you, because they will shortcut mistakes and save you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. I made so many mistakes in my businesses that I could have avoided. Don't make the same mistakes. Get somebody on your team immediately.
Oh, that's such great advice. You know, so many people think that they're going to be, they can't afford it. And the reality is you can't afford not to do it. Isn't that true?
I totally agree. I made mistakes that cost me, in the end, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. And they really ended up hurting me financially and hurting my business so deeply. So I just don't want you guys to do the same thing. I really don't. Make sure that you get somebody on your team.
Oh, that is just wonderful. And thank you for sharing that great advice with us. And thank you for coming on my show today. And I look forward to having you back many times in the future. I've looked at all your articles, 5 Rules to Boost Growth, 10 Quick Tips to Make Money, on and on and on. I could talk to you forever. Thank you. And we look forward to having you come back soon.
Thank you, January. It's been a pleasure.
To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today. Hasn't it been interesting, informative? You know, my upcoming guests for the show are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing, just like Terry. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful, too. We'd love to welcome you to our No Whining World. We love sharing our stories, our struggles, and our secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of you to emulate our guests today and every day. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, please stop with the whining and start smiling, and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest today, Terry Levine. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.